setting the bar time is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
When your cute tattoo mistaken for something completely different. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting what you think is a cute tattoo of a bow, and everyone else thinks it's a tattoo of a penis, then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. I mean, up close.
Yes, up close. You're right. Kaylin's tattoo.
Little ribbon.
Looks very cute.
Like a little bow tied in a thin little ribbon, little heart in the center of it.
But here's the thing. She started questioning it when her family, specifically her sister's boyfriend and her brother and cousin started making fun and saying, hey, your tattoo looks a little more phallic from a few steps back.
Oh.
So she went to the internet.
Got a tattoo today. Is this as bad as I think it is? This is what it looks like close up. Cute little bow.
Yeah.
From far away. Does it look like what I think it looks like? Oh. Be honest.
And be honest, yes. And the internet was honest. And
this, it's kind of a strange placement for the tattoo, too. It's kind of like it's on her upper arm, a little off center from the outside of the, I don't know, it's a little strange placement.
Yeah,
too.
Well, I mean, she said it's going to be part of another group of tattoos.
Oh, so okay. It's
just like the first part of it. But she says, not going to lie, I thought my family was making it worse than it was. I turned to TikTok for some reassurance, and safe to say, I did not get that.
One of the comments, oh, babe, you're about to go viral.
Yes.
Yeah. TBH wouldn't have known it was a bow. Oh, no.
Yeah, someone
really?
Said, no, it's so cute. I just really think you need to add some sparkles around it, maybe like this.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
That makes it worse with the little rendering of the sparkles. That was not good placement of the sparkles.
She said, I wish I could say there was some deep meaning behind this tattoo, but I literally just wanted a cute, dainty bow.
Oh,
and
no.
Obviously, it turned into something else.
Yeah. Oh, then people start doing like little stick drawings that fixed it.
Yeah.
That did not fix it.
A stick figure where the bow is between the legs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Poor girl.
Oh, no.
She
was just like, I just want a little ribbon bow.
Yeah. Oh, babe, you're about to go viral.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's deaf as bad as you think it is. Yes. Yeah, so it doesn't look bad when you're up close.
No, you know what it is when it's up close. It's the far away. Yeah. That looks different.
Yeah, so like imagine it's just a bow with ribbon and the bow part. And then the two ribbons hanging down below.
Yeah.
And so from
they're
afar,
really close together.
It kind of looks different.
It does.
Like I said, a little phallic. So she is not getting the reassurance that she thought she would from the internet. We'll share it on at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, you said it's going to be part of a bigger one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So maybe she needs to quickly go get the rest of it and see if it fixes it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think once she gets more of the... She said she's going to get a sticker sleeve tattoo. So once she gets more of those, I think it'll probably be less noticeable.
Yeah, it'll blend in more.
Probably. So
unfortunate that's the first one, though.
I know. Or fortunate for us. You never know. So do you have a tattoo that you always have to explain? Like you got it and you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then either pop culture changed and all of a sudden changed the meaning of your tattoo,
right,
or you realized it was just wrong.
Yep.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up.